Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is October 28, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Overstock's Medici Ventures invests $8 million in blockchain firm Bit. HXRO, FTX target retail crypto traders with simplified options product. JP Morgan invites banks and fintechs to build on its revamped blockchain network. Now let's get started. Overstock's Medici Ventures invests $8 million in blockchain firm Bit. Medici Ventures has completed an $8 million equity purchase in Barbados-based Bit, bringing it a controlling interest in the blockchain firm. Medici's latest investment will help it chase market opportunities around the adoption of digital currencies in developing countries, the Overstock subsidiary said in an announcement Wednesday. Bit's pioneering work in the central bank digital currency space promotes social inclusion, financial empowerment and economic growth, said Overstock CEO and Medici Ventures President Jonathan Johnson. It is the perfect use case for blockchain technology. With its controlling interest in Bit, Medici indicated it aims to help support Bit's bid to accelerate central bank digital currency growth. The equity investment follows a $4 million purchase in 2016 and another in 2018 for $3 million. Bit was founded in 2013 and sets out to provide the infrastructure to support a digital financial ecosystem throughout the Caribbean. Last March, Bit inked a deal with the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank to pilot a securely minted and issued digital version of the Eastern Caribbean dollar designed to be distributed across the region. The Caribbean dollar is being designed to facilitate peer-to-peer transactions between merchants and consumers using smartphones. Bit will remain in Barbados following the deal, while its president, Brian Popelka, will also become the blockchain firm's new CEO. HXRO, FTX target retail crypto traders with simplified options product. A new trading product from HXRO, pronounced Hero, and leading derivatives exchange FTX bets that retail cryptocurrency traders would play the options markets if only trading options were a simpler ordeal. In partnership with FTX, HXRO built its product TixWix to target a global retail audience of would-be crypto options traders by distilling complex market data in a format familiar to anyone who uses other prediction and betting platforms for sports, politics, etc., CEO Dan Gunsberg told CoinDesk. HXRO entered the cryptocurrency trading market in March 2019 with its gamified binary futures product MoonRect, as CoinDesk reported, which launched to a waiting list of more than 100,000 users. Since starting the company, HXRO's co-founders Gunsberg and Rob Levy have relied on their prior careers as traders in traditional markets to design novel products for crypto traders. Their new product, announced Wednesday, leverages FTX's backend to support an options trading interface that abstracts away the complexities of nonlinear risk factors and complexity around the Greeks, Gunsberg said, referring to common measures of risk delta, theta, gamma and rho used by options traders. Instead of an otherwise complicated options contract with a 5% chance of expiring at a given price, for example, TixWix serves the same trade as a simple bet with 20-to-1 odds, Levy explained. At launch, the new product supports Bitcoin and Ether markets with two types of bets, Tix, a bet that the market will close above a certain price by a given date, and Wix, a bet that the price will touch a certain price at some point before a given date. TixWix is the first instance of FTX serving as a back-end provider, CEO Sam Bankman-Fried told CoinDesk. His exchange already has experience offering betting and prediction markets. However, with its increasingly popular U.S. presidential election markets that have seen record volumes ahead of the November 3 event. More broadly, TixWix is a bet by both teams on the future growth of the general cryptocurrency options market, Levy told CoinDesk. There's enormous upside for options trading products in crypto. Options are an extremely powerful, useful tool. The size of options trading in traditional markets is one reason Levy expects significant growth in crypto options. The explosion of stock options that we've seen in legacy markets is about to be seen in crypto, Levy said. You need liquidity for that to happen, and we're starting to see real liquidity come into crypto. With the crypto options market set to balloon, HXRO and FTX plan to make it easily playable even by amateur traders through live streaming simplified market odds on TixWix. JP Morgan invites banks and fintechs to build on its revamped blockchain network. Think of it as the foundation of an enterprise mainnet. That's how Christine Moy, head of JP Morgan's newly rebranded Leanc Banking Network, described its aspirations towards decentralization in the realm of big business. The revamped Leanc, which is based on a fork of Ethereum, is more of a decentralized network, said Moy, and less like a central command product. As such, Leanc now invites its 400-plus financial institutions, including 25 of the largest 50 banks, to start building on top of the platform. Leanc participants have the ability to build applications on the network, and in doing so are able to spotlight their local expertise with global reach, said Moy. If a Leanc participant has specific expertise around payments in a particular region or currency, for example, it has the opportunity to build an application and deploy it on Leanc to make it available to the network. Formerly known as the drably named Interbank Information Network, Leanc was designed to connect banks in a peer-to-peer fashion and help them remove the pain points from cross-border payments and other functions. While Leanc is not open source like Quorum or, say, R3's Corda network, JP Morgan is encouraging collaboration within the network and also expanding it beyond banks. The focus has been on building a peer-to-peer network for cross-border payments, thus the original name, Interbank Information Network. But we are now also incorporating corporates and fintechs into the Leanc ecosystem as well, said Moy. JPM's next step? JP Morgan, which is famous in the blockchain world for creating the Ethereum-based Quorum network, released a flurry of news Tuesday, the headline being that its wholesale banking digital currency JPM Coin is now live. But also that all Quorum-based services now fall under the new Onyx brand. Leanc as a new brand comes at a pivotal time, as we look to re-architect how money, information and assets move across the globe, Umar Farouk, CEO of Onyx, said in a statement. On the subject of JPM Coin complementing the Leanc network, Moy said, "The Leanc network is live for peer-to-peer information transfer. JPM Coin is obviously value transfer. As part of the broader Onyx organization, we are focused on a coherent client product experience. It's a lingering question. How might JP Morgan's various blockchain services be combined into a greater sum than their parts?" JP Morgan declined to comment further. As well as rebranding, Leanc introduces a couple of new features. Confirm, which allows for the validation of account information prior to initiating a payment, and Format, which helps ensure a payment message accurately conforms to country and currency-specific requirements. The Confirm application matches data requesters, looking to validate account owners and FX particulars, with data responders, who are incentivized to help because they can earn a cut of fees for validating that information. This is a blockchain-based, multi-party network so you have the ability to get a response from multiple different banks on the network, or for that matter tech companies, said Moy. Enabling our Leanc participants to potentially create new revenue streams, we think, is a differentiator from other offerings where a central party controls the flow. All told, it looks like JPM's Leanc is shaping up to be a potential SWIFT killer. Leanc's original use cases were modeled by JP Morgan for banks, said Moy. We've paid special attention to some of the specific mechanisms of how we would design this application as a result, she said, adding, the aim is not to replace Swift but rather to complement it. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.